When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Adam says, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a question for you and your listeners.
Okay.
So I was scrolling through my Instagram when I realized that I'm following a few ex-girlfriends and a few women that I went on a couple of dates with.
Okay.
For whatever reason, I've had a hard time pulling the plug on unfollowing them. Maybe it's because I'm thinking the timing wasn't right the first time around and the connection might be there when the time is right. Is it wrong to keep the door open just in case? Is this normal? My buddies think I should cut the cord and unfollow them all because it's not letting me move on and be open to finding the right girl. What do you guys think?
I mean, didn't Bruno Mars say it best?
I mean, okay.
Can't we take our love and relationship cues from Bruno Mars?
From his lyrics that taken out of context of the song. I don't think there's a problem with being friendly with exes. In fact, I think that can show that you're a good guy.
Yeah.
Especially if your exes are fine with that. But mm-hmm. I think that has to be mutual. And if you're just kind of like, I don't know, I think they do have a point with the fact that are you able to then make yourself open and available for someone else that will see your value now?
I mean, I can understand also where, you know, you maybe go out on a date and it doesn't materialize into much more than that. And then
and you're just friends.
And you don't want to necessarily just completely unfollow them, because then that sends a message of nope, don't need you, don't want you.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if there's any hard and fast rules about it, but if you are, like, I guess, pining for them and that's keeping you from moving forward in your life,
yeah,
then maybe we look at that.
Jennifer, do you follow any of your exes on social media?
No, I do not.
Is there a
that's
reason?
Probably smart.
Because I'm married.
That's a really good reason.
Exactly.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
I mean, just because you're married doesn't mean you can't follow exes.
Right. But,
I follow an ex. I think I'm friends on Facebook with an ex of mine.
I'm friends with a couple of mine, but we don't like really interact.
No, neither do I.
Courtney says, I mean, every situation is subjective. Are you creeping? Mm-hmm. Are you obsessing? Mm-hmm. Is it impacting your dating life? Or as you stated, did you just scroll by and just realize, oh, I'm still following them? Meaning it didn't really matter. It wasn't really on your mind.
Right.
Until you saw Emma having a girl's night in Vegas and thought, could be me in Vegas. Unless any peeps are actual friends and just clean house and move on, homie. No need to lament on those two sushi dates you had.
Who has a story of when the following the ex turned into something, or either bad or good? All right. Would love to hear that, because I think your example could probably help solidify it for Adam. All right. 502-795-1997. That is our number. This is called group therapy. Reconnecting or keeping the door open for an ex on social media. 99.7 DJX. That's kind of what group therapy is all about. Adam kind of wanting to know if it's necessary to unfollow all of your exes on social media, or if you should do as Bruno Mars says and
I'm gonna leave the door open.
Okay. So Jessica says he needs to decide if seeing any of these women with another guy would upset him or not.
Yeah.
If so, unfollow. But if not, I think it's fine to keep following, not necessarily to keep the door open, but just to be friendly.
Yeah. Natalie said, I've reconnected with my ex on social media years ago. Long story short, I was reminded why he was my ex in the first place.
Okay.
Lisa,
well, in this situation for Adam, though, he just kind of realized he's still following.
Right.
So it's not like he is reaching out and reconnecting.
Right. And his friends are like, nah, you got to get rid of him because you're not going to be able to move forward with, if you still see their content on your feed and all that stuff.
Exactly. Because he feels like, oh, well, if you're leaving the door open and kind of waiting for them to come back around, then that might be keeping you stagnant in your life and not able to move forward.
I'm sorry. Is he?
I'm going to leave the
Okay.
Figuratively speaking.
Lisa said she has a story. She said, I went on a date with a guy who actually told me He was just dating around until his ex-wife figured things out. They even lived in the same subdivision, so it would be an easy move if she came home. Of course, the only time she wanted to come home is when she when he started dating someone, and obviously was seen on social media.
Yeah, that is that's a toxic little situation going on there. Yeah, that's not good.
Dave.
I am friends with some exes. It really depends on the circumstances under which they become an ex.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Like if they had a really serious relationship, then is it worse to keep following them? Or if it, you know, if it was just kind of like surface stuff and they're just friendly now, it's fine?
Well, like pretty much all of the ones that I have remained friends with, it was a mutual thing. It's like, you know, we're not really that good as a couple.
Ah, gotcha.
But there's a good friendship there. So it just maintains that.
Okay.
As far as following exes, you're dating a girl, and then she's like, no, I'm not interested in you anymore. And then you just keep her around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unhealthy for you. If that person has, like, really awesome memes or something, and that's why you follow them.
Yeah, what's totally their content like? All right, if they got like, great content, then it's fine.
You know, we broke up, but I just can't stop following their page because of their content. It's so great.
I get all my best jokes from them.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, thanks.
Andrew says, I don't follow my exes, but my wife follows my exes on social media. Is that weird?
No. I think that's fine. Is it an issue?
Like, no, I think that's probably
a discussion. I don't know. That's probably just,
healthy, maybe. We'll just call it healthy. And Chris says, you know, it's like Tony Melito always says.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
That's right. Past is in the past, so, you know, leave it in the past, I think is the point there.
And, exactly. You know, maybe... Well, and he admitted, too, that he had just realized that he was still following some of them. So I don't think that it's been forefront in his mind to, like,
be
keeping tabs on his exes, just, you know, sitting there waiting every day. Is this going to be the day that they message me?
Good.
Get back together?
Good point with that. If you're obsessing over it and it's becoming a thing where you just keep creeping and keep creeping and keep creeping, then maybe
you need to unfollow.
Yeah, maybe you need to unfollow. But if they're just there and it gives you comfort just to kind of see other people or whatever, then whatever. You know, if it's no harm, no foul.
It's fine to still be friendly and still follow them. But then think about this too. If they do start dating someone new, is that going to affect you? Are you going to be upset about it? If so, then unfollow.
All right. Good suggestions. Thank you, Adam.
Adam.
I was going to call you Andy for some reason. Adam, thank you for reaching out to us. That is Group Therapy.